We're back with Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick from NPR News. As regular readers of our partner magazine, Slate.com, already know, one of Slate's most popular features is the one called Today's Papers. This is a daily digest and analysis of the top stories in major national newspapers. A summary takes you about 3 minutes to get through. Well, Slate this week, in something of a sign of the times, is introducing a new feature called Today's Blogs. Slate editor Jacob Weisberg is back with us. Jacob, explain Today's Blogs, would you?
Thanks, Alex, and welcome back. We did come up with this feature while you were away. Today's Blogs is modeled on Today's Papers, and the idea really is to provide a quick daily summary of the most interesting conversation taking place in the blogs. The idea is give us 5 minutes and we will give you the world of blogging.
You know, this came up in an editorial meeting last week, and I was sitting in on that by phone, and I remember saying at the time, this is a spectacularly good idea, but I've rethought it since then. This is a terrible idea. I would want to read this feature every day, but to edit it and put it in, you're going to get nothing but complaints about what you've left out, don't you think?
Bloggers are complainers. Yes, we are. We're braced for that. I thought you were going to say it was a thankless job because there are something like 9 million blogs out there.
Well, that
and
too.
And who can possibly survey them all? But Slate has very bright and capable young assistant editors and editorial assistants, and they're going to read all 9 million blogs every day and come up with the best of it. But no, seriously, I think this is a feature. Your reaction was very typical of people I've talked to about this, because we're all fascinated by blogs, but very few people have the time or the capacity to spend a lot of time trying to find the most interesting ones or really to even know what's out there. And this kind of feature, if it's done right, and I hope we will do it right, will really provide the service of sorting it out and saying, we know you don't have all day long to spend browsing around on blogs, but here's the most interesting stuff out there on the biggest subjects of the day.
Wouldn't some traditional journalists say there's no such thing as a correct take on the day's blogs because they don't play by our journalistic rules, and inevitably you're going to put up something that is wrong?
Well, I think you can put up things that are wrong without going to blogs. I think there's plenty of error in the traditional media and elsewhere. While we like blogging, we have been somewhat slow to adopt blogs in Slate. We've set a high standard for what's a good enough blog to give to our readers every day. We only have one full-fledged blog in Slate, Kaus Files, which is written by Mickey Kaus. But the thing about blogs is, in a wonderful way, they break down the old barrier between amateur and professional journalists. And they let anyone try to be a journalist, and really everyone is who blogs is judged on his or her merits. If he's good, he presumably will find an audience. If he is inaccurate, it will be quickly and aggressively pointed out by other people who participate in the very critical blog culture. And it's democratic journalism at its best. But I think what people need really is help navigating it. And that's what we're aiming to provide.
Well, that was my next question, actually, navigating this. One of the things about blogs is they lead you from this link to that link to that link. You pretty quickly lose track of what it was you were originally interested in following in the first place. And you are the editor of a publication which presumably is trying to keep readers with it. Aren't you concerned that you're going to lead people away from Slate?
Well, it's funny, Alex. You know, a lot of Slate, I've often thought, is blog-esque without being a blog per se. And the way it is really is that it's intensively hyperlinked. And I think of that as providing a reading experience that's both horizontal and vertical. You can go through the story from top to bottom, but you can also go deeper in, following links and going in a sort of kismet way where you will. And this feature will be exactly like that. I would recommend reading it top to bottom to start out. Give us the 3 minutes. We'll tell you what we think is the most important. And then go back and follow up on the tidbits that sounded most delightful.
Jacob, a last question. Is today's blog going to be a blog itself?
I said Slate is blog-esque without being a blog itself. I think that's true of this feature. It will not be a blog. It will be written once a day, and it will aim to be a conventional, very straightforward summary without a vast amount of personality of its own. We want this to be a service feature that tells people what are the best blogs to read on any given day, what we think is interesting, but not in the form of a blog itself.
Jacob Weisberg, editor of Slate, the magazine's new feature, Today's Blogs, began last night. The second edition will be up later today. Jacob, thank you.
Thank you, Alex.